furniture.
Okay, it is 10:43 a.m. on Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019, and the monthly meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call.
Michael Searle, present.
Sherry Mays, present.
Dale Nyblad, present.
Suzanne Coleman, present.
Eileen Pettit, present.
Also present, we have our Executive Director, Megan Darien. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the December 5th regular board meeting.
Deb Bright.
Oh, and Deb.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Deb.
Okay, Deb Bright on the phone.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to accept the December 5th, 2018 regular board meeting minutes. This is Sherry Mays.
I'll second it. This is Suzanne Coleman.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes from the December meeting. I'm going back 2 months. And any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are accepted as written. Number four, agency operations review, discuss, and possible legal action. Let's move to director's report.
The Arizona Dispensing Optician Board's website has been updated with the board's rules changes effective of December 4th, 2018, with the reflection of new instruction related to applying for a licensed optician.
Okay. And our 2018 renewals?
2018 license dispensing optician renewals with e-licensing has been almost over, with more than 90% completion as of today.
Even with the
it has been interesting.
Thank you for all your hard work, and I know it's been a struggle, but for a new change, I think that's pretty good to be there, and we'll figure our way through the rest.
And we have a few pending that they are waiting. I'm waiting for their completion of their CEs, and I'd like to talk about it, emphasize on the fact that if they have taken for 2018, the year of 16, 17, 18,
right, this is the way the rules have been since I've been licensed, so it's not a change, it's nothing new. The people that are due on this time would be ones that have been licensed for a longer time, usually, unless they've been licensed just 3 years. Anybody that's been licensed longer than that, we've had it every 3 years. It has to be dated between January 1st of 2016 for this current time through December 31st, 2018.
Yes.
The CE has to be dated in that time frame. Anything outside that time frame is not acceptable for CEs for the renewal of that license in that time frame.
Correct.
And that is not a change. It is nothing different than it's been.
And if it's,
as long as I can remember.
And if the CEs are after January 1st, 2019, the license would get expired?
Correct.
Okay. Just I wanted to emphasize on that.
Right, because it cannot be renewed without the CECs.
That's right.
And they would have to, I guess, go back through the whole process.
Yep.
Thank you.
Including practical if they have not taken it within 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So that's now in the record. It will be there for everyone to know. 4B, election of board officers.
Well, can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
I personally think we should keep Dale as chairman. But I would like to maybe switch with Eileen and have Eileen be, I mean, not Eileen, Suzanne. I'm sorry. Suzanne. And switch and her become the vice chair and I go back to being secretary.
And the reason that is because vice chair Mays, she resigned in Phoenix, Arizona, so it's much easier in the future for signing the licensees,
the new licensees.
Yeah,
that would work better with your teleconference move.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have to sign those.
You won't have to sign them. We'd have someone available. That sounds like a logical choice.
The only difficulty I can foresee is if I call in on a teleconference and you're absent. That would be the only issue.
I've done it on a teleconference.
Yeah.
Ran the meeting on the phone. Can be done.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll try not to be gone, but you never know.
So do you have to nominate? Do you have to
vote?
What?
I don't know.
If everybody agrees, Mr. Chair stays the same.
I would agree to stay on as chair.
Cool.
And I think the move to Susie and Sherry changing makes more sense going forward with especially our new licensing process. Mm-hmm. We could have licenses that need to be signed every meeting.
Yeah.
And with Susie having
that makes sense.
The world between here and her home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting into the time of year that it could be very difficult to get here. So that to me makes sense.
What do you guys think?
You guys?
I agree.
Okay.
Deb, got any thoughts or comments?
I'm fine with it. I think it's a good idea, and I'm thrilled that you would be willing to stay on.
Oh, I need more gray hair. Maybe I'll grow the beard, and then I can have it all over. Any discussion? We need a motion.
Yes, we need a motion.
I move a motion to accept both Dale for chairman, Susie for vice chairman, and Sherry for secretary for 2019.
And you are?
And I am Eileen Pettit.
And I'll second it. Michael Searle.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Officers for 2019 are now in position. Possible violation. Mike and Steve, I apologize, but I think we're going to probably have to table A, Sears Optical, because we do not have Scott present, our Assistant Attorney General, unless you have some information for us that... Or Megan, anything in December?
I think it may be useful for us to give you an update if that, if that would be helpful.
It could be.
Okay. So let me do that. And Steve probably will have to chime in as well. But in terms of the proposed consent order, you know, we appreciate the steps you took last time to modify it. We have taken the steps of notifying everyone, so you know, we believe that all of the Sears management should now be fully aware of the notification requirements and the board's expectations in terms of filling an open dispensing optician position. The penalty is not a problem. The issue we're having, though, is that the location where we had the departure, Steve has been working very diligently to try to identify a replacement for the dispensing optician, but has not been able to find anyone. And so, we obviously don't want to be signing a consent agreement that we're not in compliance with, obviously, and this calls for us to discontinue, you know, the practice of having this store without, a full-time dispensing optician. So if it would be helpful, that's sort of the background. If it would be helpful, I can have you have Steve give you a little sense of the efforts that he's made to identify someone, and I think the request would be if we could get some additional time to continue to try to find someone to fill this position.
Thank you, Michael. Steve, do you have any other information you want to share with us?
Sure. Thank you for sharing that, Michael. Good morning, everybody. Just some background, just to kind of give you some insight of what we've been working on, and of course, none of this is excuse-oriented or intent to make excuses for our lack of ability to hire someone. But we do have our job opportunity for a licensed optician posted on the mall website. It's posted on online sites for recruiting efforts. Our store manager, Patricia, has on the boots, on the ground, recruiting efforts in all obstacles between Flagstaff and Surprise, Arizona. We've contacted our sister brands for Lens Crafters and Target Optical between Flag and Surprise as well to see if there's an additional system that we could leverage. There happens to not be one. We continue our networking efforts with additional people that are licensed in the state of Arizona. And I want to say a huge thank you to Megan for supplying our office manager with the list of licenses for the state. Patricia's been working hard to send out letters to these opticians outlining the opportunity that we have in Prescott, Arizona, and how competitive we can be raised, et cetera, benefits and whatnot. But at this point, unfortunately, I do have to apologize for the fact that we simply just do not have any desire at this point.
Thank you, Steve. Realistically, since you've been without a license for as long as we have been at that location, our feeling is that you probably have to cease and desist having that store open as an optical shop until you can get a license. I know that's hard to do inside of Sears, but it's really the way it is. If you don't have a license, you technically in the state of Arizona cannot operate as an establishment.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And, you know, with the scope of our business, I mean, again, no excuses intended at all. It's not like we haven't talked to people during our recruiting efforts. And really, the sentiment is, you know, why would I leave my current job for a company that has big question marks around its business future? And I think that's the biggest thing that we're dealing with right now with the state of the business with Sears Holdings. And it's not a comfortable move for somebody.
Nope. And I understand that, but the reality is, and again, without having Scott here, we're not going to proceed with the final decision on that. We'll probably have to follow up with Scott to see what our next steps are as a board. But recommendation, as much as I can make it, based on my experience with the board and with the situation in the state of Arizona, I would recommend you consider closing down your location there until such time as you can find a replacement or a person to fill that slot.
Could I make one request?
Yeah.
And that would just be just for consideration. You know, I believe, and this is public information, you can read news reports about it, but I believe there may be some additional clarity around what Sears, so the, you know, not Luxottica Sears Optical,
right,
but Sears, the host store.
Right.
You know, how that may play out may become clarified a bit better in the next 30 days. So, you know, one request that we might make, and I certainly understand what you're saying, is that perhaps consideration be given to, you know, providing an additional, you know, maybe until the next meeting, so an additional 30 days or so, to see if changes there happen that would, you know, that would help us to get someone in there, and, you know, so we wouldn't be dispensing eyewear when there wasn't a dispensing optician there.
But you would be selling it.
Selling it, yeah.
That's the issue. It's not just the dispensing.
Yeah.
The reason you have an optician in your store has more to do with the selling and the measurements and the things required to fabricate those glasses than it is with the physical dispensing. That's the bigger issue for the state of Arizona.
Do you have multiple licenses in some of your stores?
No, unfortunately not. You know, basically how we operate, when we look at how we operate our stores, hours of sales guidelines, we can basically afford to have one full-time license in each store. And we generally hope that that license is also the manager of the location.
Right. We'll discuss that with Scott, but my feeling is I don't know. It's been 3 months already, so it's been ample time since the license has left the location. Another month, I don't see that it's going to make much change, other than it's another month of my concern for the citizens in the Prescott area that are getting eyeglasses from a location that does not have a qualified optician in it. And that's kind of the stance of the board. That's the reason we have our licensed establishments as well as our licensed opticians in the state. So you know, we'll find out more from Scott when we can get a chance to talk to him. But again, my recommendation, just coming from my position on the board, would be consider shutting it down until you can find a license. And you know, that could be the next step that you will get, is cease and desist from the board, but we won't do that without the recommendation from our Assistant Attorney General.
Does the LensCrafters locations have more than one license? Would that be possible to send someone there temporarily?
Yeah, we looked into that. Currently, that store has one. Yeah, I believe his name is Kurt. I'm not sure of his last name or offhand. I apologize.
Well, I wasn't just talking about that particular store, any of the stores. If you could send someone there temporarily.
The only store that's close is the Prescott store, and then you get down to Surprise. It's the next closest store.
Yeah, that's been the biggest challenge, and we've exhausted. I should say I have tried to talk with every license that we have in the market that would be willing to go. In many cases, it's 140 miles or so each direction, and it's just difficult to get someone to commit to want to do that.
Understand. Doesn't matter. That's I guess a Luxottica operational possibility. I do happen to know there's three licenses in the Surprise store, so just for curiosity's sake. We will table this until February, and in the meantime, Mike, we might get back with you or Steve once we've had a discussion with Scott. Megan and I will try to get with him and see where he stands on this, so we can give you the definitive answer from the board. But my opinion is, and I know it's a harsh thing to do, but now 4 months without a license is more than enough time. And I just don't think our citizens in Prescott need to continue to have that kind of service being provided to them.
You've been very gracious with us in this process, and thank you for that.
And you will be on the agenda in February with wherever we are. And hopefully you'll hear from us before that. Thank you for coming on the call.
Thank you.
Okay, we got 5B. It looks like we got three more, no longer selling contacts. And we've got a D.
D is, I have been calling these people, and apparently the fax machine is there, and I plan to visit the store as soon as.
Because they've been on this list now, this will be the fourth month with no response.
Yeah.
So it needs to be, definitely needs to be visited and definitely need to be served. So we need to move that one on. Obviously, that will continue on to the February meeting as well. General discussion and rule changes overview. Basically, the rules are all set and done. They were approved effective December 4th, so they actually have been changed. Still not been published yet, I don't believe. I think that's coming up. I don't remember when they said
it has been published, but it hasn't been cleaned and published.
Okay.
But it has been published since that day that they were approved.
I still have to clean up some of the verbiage.
Yes.
Further note on the practical test, we have everything set up to do ABO-NCLE practical, which is given every quarter. We are just about done with getting the next sort set up as another practical test, which will be done 364 days a year. The only day they do not test at the Pearson View Centers is Christmas Day. And I've got something I wanted to talk to Scott about to make sure we got all our I's dotted and T's crossed with them, but it looks like we got everything in place. They're ready for us. They're ready for people if they call in. They have the information. They have the process. They have the application form that they're going to be using, so we're all set. ABO-NCLE, obviously, it's the same system they've used with them. Again, ABO-NCLE is only given every quarter, and my understanding is if you don't pass, you've got 6 months to wait before you can take it again. I have not.
At least that's how it is with the ABO and NCLE. I don't know about their practical.
Practical maybe isn't, if they already have the other two. I'll try to follow up.
I'll make a
holidays call. Was not a good time to get to talk to too many people. Even Nexorb, we got a lot done, and the fact that they were closed from Christmas to New Year's, we crammed it into a little short period of time, but got everything pretty well set up. We had some confusion when Megan first called them, but the secretary that she talked to didn't know that there was any other discussions going on with the state of Arizona. So that looks like that's all set to go. Contact lens selling overview, just got to keep doing it. We just got to keep pushing. You go by a smoke shop. It's nice now we've only got one on the list going into next month right now. And we've cleaned up a lot of them. I know it's been said it looks like the violations are going up, and I think a lot of it has to do with what we saw in October, November. It really ballooned both those months. We had just a bunch of locations that Megan had found out or other people had found out and told Megan about. And every year, I know we do go up in October, November. Maybe it was more so this year than it has been in the past, but it's always around the Halloween time. That's in Comic-Con and some of these other big things coming at that same time. So we just have to keep due diligence on it. I think we owe that to the citizens. Anybody hears anything from anybody? You know, I know the AADO is letting the licenses out there know. Be aware, because they're very concerned about it as well. So we've got a lot of eyes. We don't have to rely solely on Megan. Mm-hmm. And she does pretty good in responding when people give her a lead. She a little bit of bulldog in her. She won't let go until she gets it solved, which we like. So that gets us down to that. We do have one application for licensure.
I would like to make a motion to accept 6A National Vision, Inc., Eyeglass World, number 8351, establishment in Glendale. This is Sherry Mays.
Can I second it? Eileen Pettit.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the application for licensure for the establishment application for National Vision. Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Application has been approved for licensure establishment. Future meeting dates, we're right on track to continue our usual. Looks like the only month we probably will continue to skip is going to be July, just because it's always 4th of July week, and that's not a very good time. But now for the board members, we'll only have one day in March and one day in September, because we won't have the practical. Future agenda items. We'll continue to monthly do our updates on the contact lens issue as well as the rules issue. By next meeting, we'll have more information on time frame for retesting and et cetera for both the two practical tests that are available. There is a written test available from both organizations as well, so anyone new coming up on the system can go either route. There is a spectacle written available from NESCorp, as well as the EABO. And there is a contact lens written available from NESCorp, as well as the NCLE. And then both of those agencies have a practical test approved by the board that is acceptable for our practical test. In the meantime, in the spring, sometime between now and then, Megan and I will get together and we'll figure out what we did need to do to declare that equipment all surplus, as well as getting rid of the cage and save a little money for the board, because we won't have to store anything. And no, it's not available to be sold to board members. It has to go through the state. It has to be declared surplus. It is state-owned equipment. And I will have to find out from Lori exactly how we go about doing that and who we contact to get it. Give them.
Surplus. I know.
You know
surplus.
Those people? Yes. Surplus. Whatever they need to get the equipment and get it out of our cage so we can empty the cage. But you and I need to go down there and go through all the other stuff.
Yes.
And determine that, yes, we can get rid of all the other stuff that's 50 years old. And
exactly. I might ask all the board members one Saturday to spare a couple of hours, so we can go through all the files that have changed to e-licensing and
okay,
everything.
Well, at least you can maybe get some of the locals.
Sure.
We wouldn't ask Susie to have to drive all the way down for that.
No.
So the future agenda items we will keep. Call to the public. Good to see you again. Happy New Year. And officially to everybody on the board, Happy New Year. Hope you had a great holiday. We are now in 2019 and it is now 11:08 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned.